The lower Ohio River Valley has seen heavy rains in late winter 2 years in a row now. Metropolis is one of those towns on the Ohio that has seen its fair share of emergencies lately.
In the last 20 years, we've had two major ice storms that were 100-year events. We've had two major floods that was 100-year events. We've had tornadoes. We've had wind shear storms. So we get pretty good at the emergencies. You know, we don't take them lightly, and they're all different.
Mayor Billy McDaniel has led his community through a lot of these emergencies during his nearly two decades as a city leader, and he continues to learn from each one.
Every 7 to 10 years, you're going to get one of those major events. So we've learned to deal with it, and we deal pretty well with it.
Meteorologist Derek Snyder with the National Weather Service in Paducah says yearly flooding on the Ohio is not a common event.
It is unusual to have back-to-back years where we've had pretty severe flooding along the Ohio. Last year we had some pretty extensive flooding on the Ohio, especially up towards the Evansville tri-state area, and then that continued all the way down to Paducah and Cairo.
While water levels are starting to recede, it's taking longer than usual because of heavy rains draining to the Ohio River from upstream.
In the parts of across West Kentucky, many locations have seen 10 to 12 inches of rain on their own. So all that water is draining north through the Tennessee and Cumberland Rivers. The Corps of Engineers is coordinating the releases from those lakes.
Managed water releases from lakes and reservoirs upstream keeps the water from coming down too fast and causing even more damage to towns like Metropolis. Mayor McDaniel says having water levels monitored and controlled is a big help to a city, but sometimes the river just can't be controlled.
And we have been affected by the water a lot more than last year. We probably have 25 to 50 homes that directly and indirectly have been affected by water. And in saying that, it's still not the devastation that we had in 11 because there's 2 foot difference.
That extra 2 feet of water in 2011 flooded a large number of homes. Learning from previous disasters, the city knew some areas along the riverfront were flood prone. With the help and funding from FEMA and IEMA, the city was able to be more prepared and in some cases prevent damage.
We actually bought out about 17 homes that had been directly affected by the water and was at least 50% or so damaged to the point where that it made it very difficult for the people to put the money back into it to bring it up to the flood standard.
The city demolished the houses and won't allow the construction of new homes in that area. It's now a green space, and McDaniel says this gives them 17 fewer flooded homes to deal with during flood events. However, some residents like their house where it is.
And some of them that actually get a little water and stuff like that, they don't want to leave. You know, they're all right with sandbagging their homes, protecting it, but it takes a lot of help.
One of those residents is David Sexton, a lifelong Massac County resident. He's lived just north of 2nd Street for the last 20 years. The river is about 20 feet away from his home.
We didn't know just how high it was going to come. Some said that for a while they thought it was going to trash, and some said it maybe possibly going to come up a little higher, so we didn't really know what it was going to do because it come up and crossed over the edge of here.
The current water level reminds Sexton of protecting his home in 2011. Once again, he's relying on sandbags to keep him and his home safe.
We had the things trussed here, sandbags. And at the time when we done that there, we didn't have a regular pump here. So we got excess water coming off back here. So that kind of run underneath there, some on there, but we didn't get the extra flood water by putting the things trussed here.
Mayor McDaniel said there's also one big difference between now and 2011.
This water was different than the other water because this time we didn't have the 8 or 10 inches of rain after the river come up. That's the saving grace. That's why this event wasn't as bad as the 11 event. We didn't have that water behind it.
That's a statement the National Weather Service's Snyder agrees with.
I would say that the flooding on the lower Ohio from Smithland to at Paducah and Cairo is probably about the worst since the flooding in 2011, although not quite as severe. In terms of just the sheer level of the rivers, it's getting within a couple of feet of the crest at those locations.
Once the river reaches its crest and the level starts to slowly go down, these residents will begin another difficult task.
The flooding is bad. The flooding is terrible. But the real challenge in anything like this is the cleanup.
Mayor McDaniel says it takes a lot of hard work for residents to get their homes back in order, but the city also has a lot of cleaning to do.
Ice storms and things like that, you pick it up, you throw it away, you burn it, you do what you got to do with it. And Mother Nature with water brings every piece of garbage in the world in, and it takes none of it home with it.
For now, some residents along the river are watching the level slowly go down, waiting to return home and hoping the warmer weather does not bring more heavy rainfall and force them out again. For WSIU, I'm Benji Jeffords.